A7. How far around? If you tried to measure the Earth from traveling around it at the equator or from pole to pole, you would find it an almost impossible job. However, as long ago as the 3rd century BC, a Greek geographer found another way to measure the circumference of the Earth. Eratosthenes was a mathematical geographer. He was able to calculate the distance. At that time, geographers had already begun to think in terms of meridians. These are imaginary lines running north and south to divide the globe. Eratosthenes chose 2 cities, Alexandria and Syene, which were on the same north and south line, or meridian. These cities were known to be 772 kilometers, 480 miles, apart. Like other thinkers of his time, Eratosthenes worked with the assumptions that the Earth was round and so could be thought of as a circle of 360 degrees and that the sun's rays were parallel as they struck the Earth. At noon, the sun was directly overhead in the city of Syene. In Alexandria, 772 kilometers to the north, the noontime shadows showed that the sun was striking the Earth at an angle of 7 1/5 degrees. Eratosthenes figured that the distance between the cities was to the circumference of the Earth as 7 1/5 degrees was to a full circle, about 1/50th part. Therefore, 50 times the distance between the 2 cities would be the distance around the Earth, making the circumference of the Earth 38,600 kilometers, 24,000 miles. Surprisingly enough, Eratosthenes' calculations differed by only about 1,600 kilometers, less than 1,000 miles, from the figures found by our mathematicians today.